The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Today, more importantly, is Dog Friendly Ireland Day, and Steph Rousseau is a dog trainer who specialises in the facilitation of dogs in the workplace. Good morning to you, Steph.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are all the dogs and the pets out there this morning?
Well, hopefully they're doing well and enjoying Dog Friendly Ireland Day.
At work, the dogs.
At work.
Some dogs work, but these are dogs that don't normally come to work. They're coming today. Is that the idea?
Exactly. And some businesses are dog friendly all year around. But I think on this day, there's a special plea to managers and employers to let people bring their dogs to work and for people to enjoy some of the advantages of having dogs around.
Yeah. Now, I notice around the place, like in the last, particularly since the end of the pandemic, that, you know, we've seen cafes and restaurants and hotels become a little bit more dog friendly and aware that people have pets and want to bring them with them. When it comes to the office place, are more people bringing their pets into the office?
They are. There's been it's sort of generally upward trend in dogs in the workplace over the past few years. I think it's probably linked to the fact that millennials are more likely to have dogs than children. So having their dogs around is very important to that generation. So for employers, if you can let people bring their dogs to work, it can be quite a good way to draw the staff that you want into the business and to keep them once you get them there.
Very good. And is there an advantage to the workplace, have they, the pet there?
There is. There's lots of advantages. I was saying to your researcher, I usually split it up into three different segments: the advantages for the employer, the advantages for the employee, and the advantages for the dog.
Uh-huh.
And for the employer, one of the big advantages is that having dogs around in most situations has been shown to reduce stress. So in workplaces where people can bring their dogs to work, there's less stress and there's less related absenteeism. There's greater staff retention because if you're letting people bring their dogs to work and they build their life and their routine around that, they're not likely to leave you to go somewhere where suddenly their dog's going to have to be home alone or where they're going to have to try and find them a place in a doggy daycare. And it also improves things like social cohesion in the workplace. So for the employer, those are probably some of the key benefits. And for the people who have the dogs, it's a great perk. It means you don't have to pay for dog minding or for dog walkers.
Of course, yeah.
And people who love their dogs generally just want to have their dogs around them. And for the dogs, the great thing is that they're not being left on their own, because what dogs are, above everything else, is a social species. So for most dogs, staying at home for 9 hours a day on their own while their owner goes to work is not great. It's much better for their welfare if they can be around their humans and getting involved with whatever's happening.
And obviously, it's good for the animal because they're going to be at home in the office, essentially, aren't they, with their owners?
In the office, hopefully, with a bit of work. What I always say to people, though, is that it doesn't just work. You have to, as the humans involved, it's good to put a lot of thought and planning and work into making sure it does work, because I've met a lot of people who have thought it was going to work really well and even whose colleagues have thought it was going to work really well, but then the reality of it didn't work so well. So it's not just a matter of going home and taking your dog into work tomorrow and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
In my book about office dogs, I talk a lot about sort of setting the groundwork and making sure it's going to be a good experience for the dog. And by extension, if the dog is happy and behaving well, it's much easier and pleasant for everyone else.
So what do you do to make a place dog friendly, a workplace in particular?
One of the big things, I think, is to make sure, especially if you've got a bigger workplace, if you've got 4 or 5 employees in one room, you can probably have a consensus there about how it's going to be, and that's fine. But for bigger workplaces that might have hundreds of employees, it's a really good idea to have dog-friendly and dog-free areas.
Okay, yeah.
Because not everyone likes dogs.
No.
So that if you've got an allergy or you're
afraid of
dogs...
Some
people are scared of dogs. I was in a workplace once. We were looking at their dog-friendly policy and sort of reviewing it. And they had a colleague there. And the country he was from, dogs were usually used as guard dogs and protection. So that was the association he had with dogs. So whenever he heard a dog bark, he was terrified. He thought they were going to come and attack him. So managing that sort of thing and making sure that people really are genuinely afraid of dogs or just don't want to be around them or who have allergies don't have to be. I think that's really important for making it work.
And that's where you come in, isn't it? Because you're there to kind of comfort everybody and make sure it all is done properly, and it's not just a bring the dog in and see what happens kind of situation.
Yeah, and even just setting up the dog's day properly, because a lot of the behaviours we see in dogs that we don't like are because they're overstimulated or they're stressed or they're frustrated. They're not feeling good, and that's why they're acting out. So even just thinking about the dog's day and how you're going to manage it and what they're going to be doing, because most dogs, especially if you've got a younger dog, they're not just going to sit still for 8 hours and not do anything. So thinking about those things as well.
We're trying to get them to work. Steph Rousseau, it's been a pleasure. Happy Dog Friendly Ireland Day to you, Steph Rousseau.
And thanks, Oliver. Could I just
to
do
all
a
your
quick
friends.
Plug of my most recent book?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep,
no, very quickly, just before.
About puppies. It's called How to Raise a Puppy, a Dog-Centric Approach.
How to Raise a Puppy, a Dog-Centric Approach by Stephanie Rousseau. Job done.
Yes,
have a great weekend, Steph.
Thank you, Oliver.
Slán.